The flowers are given to the glory of God in honor of Nancy Vaccaro, with appreciation for sharing her many talents and financial expertise with the St. Matthew community.
Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chun. I'm the lead pastor of this wonderful community of faith. It's a beautiful rainy day. How are you doing this morning? as we enjoy like the greens gets greener, we may feel God refreshes us. As we see the rain, we may feel God's love rains upon us. Amen?
Amen.
Can you give hug yourself? If you have someone else with you, then give a hug and say, not in this room, but online at your home, and say, God loves you, and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it. So let us give hugs ourselves in this room. God loves me. Yes, I love myself, and there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, God is the God of love, and we are here to worship God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Let us praise the Lord, and let us worship God.
Please join me in prayer. Dearest Lord and Creator, did you see me this week? I did really icky things. Clean the bird cages, clean the bathroom, took the sticky trash to the dump, took cans, plastic bottles, glass, and paper to the town's recycling bins. And I did a lot of things wrong. Forgot a Spanish lesson. Banged on the piano when I should have been playing quietly. Missed a meeting, didn't call my mother, let the dust pile up in the living room. It all made me grouchy. And all these times of forgetting, neglecting, messing up, something was wrong, something was missing. But it was only yesterday, as I was putting cans, plastic, and glass in the car, that I heard your voice. Where were you all week? Visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, saving the planet, fighting racism, cruelty, and poverty? You should have been with me, God, as I gathered the trash, made mistakes, wasted time, wasted my life. But now I realize you were with me. Glancing at a tulip starting to open, I heard your call. Watching the wind moaning through the trees, I felt your power. Seeing a warbler flitting around the bird feeder, I saw your love, your glory, your face. Lord, you were with me all week, right out in the open. But I was not with you. You worked on the big problems while I checked off items on my to-do list. The question wasn't, where were you, but where was I? I think I will write a new to-do list. Write, pray constantly, even when doing the unpleasant tasks. Write, share my love with others, feed hungry neighbors, and give clothing to poor children. Right. Challenge racism. Call out cruelty. Right. Save my planet. Save it now. God, help me with my new list. Help us all to remember that you always touch our lives, that you are watching even when we forget to look. May we always be aware that we live in your heart and you live in us. Amen.
Let us sing the hymn, Leave It There. It is in the UMC hymnal, the navy blue one, page 522. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Let us sing it out, Leave It There. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning. Think about a time that you felt especially tired or weary. When you felt that way, what is it? How do you feel when you don't get enough rest or you don't take care of yourself? What if you do rest and you do take good care of yourself? I want to share with you that this past week, for me, has been full of weariness. I had to have a tooth pulled, and I have been in a lot of discomfort and some pain this week, and it made me feel like all my energy was just completely taken away from me. A small voice inside me said that I needed to rest. So you know what I did? I slept a lot. And I read. And when it was warm outside, I sat out on the deck. And I took deep breaths. And I drank a lot of water. And I tried to take care of myself. I think that the quiet voice inside me that told me to rest and care for me was God. And it reminds me of Psalm 23, which begins with, "The Lord is my shepherd." Do you know what a shepherd does? A shepherd's job is to make sure the sheep are cared for and that they have a safe place to rest. A shepherd watches over the sheep and keeps them safe. The sheep must trust the shepherd to keep them protected. I think that God is like a shepherd, and that we are like the sheep. God wants us to care for ourselves and for each other. He wants us to rest when we're tired. He wants us to listen to the voice deep down inside that can help us know how to care for ourselves and for each other. And I think that when I know when my energy gets restored and I once again feel like singing and running and dancing and walking and laughing, God will be very happy. But for now, I need to rest. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving and protecting us like a shepherd loves and protects the sheep. Remind us to rest in your care, so our bodies, minds, and souls can be refreshed. Amen.
Thank you.
The scripture reading this morning is from 1 Kings chapter 19. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah saying, "May the gods deal with me if it be ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night, and the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Happy Easter. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Has it become an old story again? Or are you living the vitality, the liveliness the risen Christ has brought to you? As the pandemic has been elongated, if not all, most of us have been drained in many ways, right? You may have experienced emotional and spiritual burnout. If you have, how have you been dealing with it? For the next 4 weeks, except Mother's Day, we are going to learn what the Bible has to say about emotional and spiritual burnout through the story of Elijah. This series of good news is developed from the article, God's Remedy for Burnout by Reverend Rick Warren. There was a prophet named Elijah. He was a great man of God. He was one of the big guys in the Bible. He was the one, along with Moses, appeared at Jesus' transfiguration. He was that big guy. In 1 Kings chapter 18, we see that he had just had a very high spiritual experience on Mount Carmel. In the area, there was a severe famine. The drought lasted 3.5 years. And Elijah had a contest on Mount Carmel against the 450 prophets of Baal. Elijah called on God's name, the Yahweh God, and prophets of Baal called on their God. And the Lord showed the people got power and Baal's powerlessness. Very high spiritual experience. It was a mountaintop experience, a great time in the Lord. And Eliza was feeling very high. And yet, as there is inevitably a valley, a low with every mountaintop, Eliza got depressed after this amazing mountaintop experience. He ran off to the other side of the mountain and hid under a tree. Then later, hid in a cave and said, God, I'm so depressed. It's too much. I want you to end my life. Have you been there? Or are you there? Do you know anyone who has suffered from emotional and spiritual burnout like Elijah? May God bless every single one of us and speak our hearts through today's witness. When we are emotionally and spiritually drained, we tend to make mistakes to turn our emotional slump into depression. In his article, Reverend Warren suggests four common mistakes based on today's scripture reading. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. I'd like to invite you to examine what mistakes you make as we take a look at those four mistakes. Mistake 1. We tend to focus on our feelings rather than the facts. First of all, he prayed that he might die. I have enough, Lord. He said, I've had enough, Lord. I'm fed up. It's no use trying. I'm going to give up. This emotional reasoning says, if I feel it, it must be so. I feel like a failure. Therefore, I'm a failure. People say, I don't always feel God's presence. But that doesn't mean God is far from you. People say about their problem, I feel it's hopeless. I feel overwhelmed. Therefore, it is hopeless and overwhelming. No, emotional reasoning can lie. Emotional reasoning is not always a fact. There was a wife and husband. At night, they had a big argument on their financial situation. Next day, husband got a haircut. When he came back home, the wife said, oh, you got a haircut. Then he got angry. Because his reasoning, emotional reasoning said, she said, you waste money again. But after he checked with her, he came to know that the wife meant, you got a haircut and you look good. You see where I'm coming from? Yeah. Emotional reasoning can lie. Emotional reasoning is not always fast. When we are emotionally drained, we may focus on our feelings rather than the facts. Is this the mistake you make? Mistake 2. We tend to compare ourselves to others. When we are emotionally drained, spiritually drained, we tend to compare ourselves to others. That was what Elijah did. He said in verse 4, take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors. He starts comparing himself to his family tree, to someone else. Reverend Warren points out a very tricky part of comparing it. He said, quote unquote, when we compare ourselves, we compare our weaknesses with other people's strength. Let me repeat again. When we compare ourselves, we compare our weaknesses with other people's strength. And he continues, we ignore the fact that they have weaknesses that we may be strong in. It makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Yeah. When we are emotionally and spiritually drained, first, we may focus on our feelings rather than the facts. And second, we tend to compare ourselves to others. Mistake three. We blame ourselves for things that are not our fault. Elijah blames himself. In his depression, Elijah blames himself for failing to convert the entire nation of Israel. Elijah cries out, "Lord, the people have rejected your covenant and broken down your altars and put your prophets to death with a sword." He takes this huge burden on his shoulders and says, "It is all my fault. I've been working hard, but nobody has changed." He basically says, "The whole world hasn't converted, therefore it's my fault." We tend to blame ourselves when we are feeling emotionally or spiritually low. But we gotta remember, we can be responsible to someone without being responsible for someone. Yes, you need to be responsible to your spouse, your family, your children, but you don't have to be responsible for them. You may be able to make influence on them, but you cannot control them. When we are emotionally, spiritually drained, first we focus on our feelings rather than the facts. We compare ourselves to others, and we may blame ourselves for things that are not our fault. Then mistake four, we exaggerate the negative. We exaggerate the negative. When we are emotionally and spiritually drained and low, we may exaggerate the negative. Elijah says in the last part of verse 10, "I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. Everybody is against me. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me." Sounds familiar? The fact is that there was only one person who was fighting him. That was the queen, Jezebel. She had gotten jealous of Elijah's popularity in the nation, his power and popularity in the nation. So the queen of the nation sent to him a messenger and said, "If you don't get out of this country, I'm going to have you killed within a few hours." So Elijah ran across the desert and hid in a cave. There was only one person against him, but he says, "Everybody is against me." Have you noticed that when you are depressed, you usually feel everything seems to go wrong? Not just the thing you are depressed about, but everything goes wrong. It's like a wino on the street asleep. Somebody went up and rubbed Limburger cheese. Do you know what it is? Limburger cheese, one of the stinkiest cheese in the world. The Limburger cheese on his mustache. And when he woke up, he started running around and sniffing. And running around and sniffing. And people asked, "What's the matter?" And he said, "The whole world stinks." That's the way it is with our attitude. Anytime you say the whole world stinks, check your own nose first.
Amen.
Check your own attitude first. The whole world does not stink. There are a lot of good things going on in the world too. But when we have an unhealthy attitude, we easily exaggerate the negative. Everything is going wrong. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. When I was severely depressed years ago, I was driving on short drive. And you know, in a pre-pandemic, it's one of the places always have a traffic jam, right? So bumper to bumper. So I was driving, basically, you know, kind of technically driving, but kind of actually parked there. I was able to see the people from this way. As I go this way, I was able to see the people in the car coming this way. I felt everybody looked happy. Everybody seemed to have a wonderful life. It is only me the whole world was against. When we are emotionally and spiritually drained and low, we tend to exaggerate the negative. Elijah says, I'm the only one. Then God says, no, you are not. The Bible says, I have reserved 7,000 in Israel who have not bowed their knees to Baal. There are 7,000 people in this nation that haven't followed this false god, this idol. They are still true to me. They are still faithful. You are not the only one. There are 7,000 people. When we are emotionally drained, when we are emotionally and spiritually burned out, we focus on our feelings rather than the facts. We may compare ourselves to others. And we tend to blame ourselves for things that are not our fault. And we tend to exaggerate the negative. This morning, through the example of Elijah in the Bible, God has provided us the opportunity to examine what mistakes we make when we are emotionally drained, when we are spiritually burnt out. At the same time, God wants us to acknowledge that God healed Elijah. God helped Elijah do four things to overcome his emotional and spiritual burnout. And we'll learn how God helped Elijah overcome his burnout next Sunday. Coming soon. Stay tuned. In the meantime, check what mistakes you are making and keep the hope in the Lord. I sincerely invite you to examine yourself this week. Examine what mistakes you make when you are emotionally and spiritually burned out. The Bible says, where does my help come from? Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth. Yes, our help comes from the Lord, our God, who has the greatest compassion and love and care for us. Amen. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who loved me till death. God loves you. So do I. So do I. So do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we need Jesus Christ who loves us till death. Give me Jesus. Let us sing this hymn together. You may have the world. All I need is Jesus. Give me Jesus. Let us sing this hymn. It's a page 3140 in Green Book, Worship and Song, the Green Book, Green Hymnal, 3140. Give me Jesus. It's time for offering. Offering time, again, is not a time you send a donation to the church organization. It is time to count the blessings from God. We acknowledge that God is the provider. Everything, anything I enjoy on this earth is from God. It is time to confess our faith in Him, and faith in Him, and faith in God. Let us count our blessings and give thanks to the Lord. Then we may cheerfully share our financial resource for God's ministries in and through us. We St. Matthew's community does all our best. We do all our best to be part of God's ministries in and through us. So please count all the blessings God has already given to you. And as the Holy Spirit moves your heart, then you may send offerings to the church. You may send offerings to church by mail, or you can check our church website, saint-matthews.org, and you can find various ways that you can participate in these ministries. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. It's time to pray together. I'm going to share the prayer request that you put on the chat, and after each one, I will say, this is my prayer, and then you may say, this is our prayer. Joran John's prayers of gratitude for everyone who makes this virtual service to all of us. It is terrific. Blessings to everyone. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Connie Wilcock, praise God from whom all the rain flows. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
St. Matthew's UMCA Church family, prayers of gratitude for Nancy Vaccaro's contributions to all of us. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan LaSante, prayers of gratitude for the people who shine the Lord's light for others when they are in the darkness. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Dot Wurst, prayers for Barbara Tom Blake, who had a bad fall and had a 4.5-hour surgery on her shoulder and is having long, painful recovery. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
The worst, prayers of gratitude to Wayne for getting me on again. This is a miracle worker. He is a miracle worker. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude for Ness Beckrow and Lynn Osborne, making the telephone call to sign up for 100% renewable electricity. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith and Ken, continued prayers for my cousin, Kathleen's son. His colon had twisted and killed off part of it, and that portion had to be removed. When the area infection clears, they will attach the two resections. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Joran Johns, ready to pour the inspiring sermon. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude that our country has the free vaccine resources to keep us all safe. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
While I'm lighting the candles, let us take a moment of silence and pray for this prayer request. And please, when the office sends out the weekly prayer request by email, please open it. And you may carry it within your form or print it out and put it on the refrigerator and your bedside, the time you spend on a regular basis. We are the community of prayer. We are the people of God who believe in the power of prayers, right? So let us pray together. Let us put our hearts together and let us pray together. So let us take a moment of silence and pray for those who I need our prayers. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the final peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you. Be surprised you would be. Several nouns to share with you. Yes, thank you very much for all your worship, you know, leaders this morning. And also thank you very much for having joined us in worship together. It's so great to have this wonderful community who are on the journey together, even during this pandemic time. So thank you very much. If it's your first time, if you'd like to know more about St. Matthew's, you'd like to get connected to the community of faith, please send me an email at pastor@st-matthews.org. You can find my email address on the YouTube page and also church website. So please send me an email. You know, it has been great joy to get to know some of our guests. You know, during the last 3 months, you know, I received several emails, and we've been developing some relationship with one another. So I look forward to meeting you in person someday soon. So please, you know, send me an email so we can take this journey together. And also, you can join us. Please join us the virtual coffee hour after service. You can find the Zoom link on the YouTube page and also on the church website. Please join us. With St. Matthew's, we have a re-entry task force. Can we give a big, you know, big hand to our re-entry task force? Working very hard for almost a year now, and then we feel that everything is in place now, and we are going to have an in-person service starting with a small number of people next Sunday, May 2nd. And you have to sign up on the website. If you know someone who would like to come but doesn't do the computer thingy, then please help them out. Help them out. So sign up on the website and more information about what you can. This is going to be hybrid. We are going to have an in-person service with a small number of a small group, and also we are continuing to do this virtual service as well. So it's going to be hybrid. So there are some limits. So please pay attention to weekly news this week so you will find what to expect, what you cannot expect. Okay? And that being said, if you know someone who doesn't do computer, please, and they want to receive a weekly prayer request and a weekly news, please let the office know and we'll mail them to them. So please, let us know, and then we'll make sure that they will get a weekly prayer request and a weekly news by mail. You can find that contact information of the office on the church website too. My beloved siblings, yes, life is not easy, but it is still beautiful because we are together and because we have God with us. As you go ahead and examine yourself, what mistakes you made when you are spiritually and emotionally drained, may God grant you the strong sense that God loves you no matter what. So now I tell you, go in peace. Go in peace. And with assurance, God is our God. And God is with us. No matter what. God bless you. Let us bless each other through the song, the blessing song together. Thank you.
heaven.